podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Wealth Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the challenges, trade-offs, and goals that different professions exhibit over a career. And today we're talking about tech workers. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on June 27th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only. Nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about tech workers. If you're a software engineer, data analyst, UX designer, IT infrastructure specialist, or anyone who works on the digital backbone of a company, this episode's for you. This is a field defined by skills. Unlike other high-paying professions, top tech talent can be recruited at nearly any level of education, sometimes without a degree at all. What matters is your ability to deliver. Boot camps, self-taught coders, and certification programs have opened doors into the industry in ways that just aren't possible for doctors, lawyers, or finance professionals. That said, advanced degrees can still help. A master's in computer science might land you a more specialized or higher paying role, but it's not a requirement for a lucrative career. Let's look at why tech careers are appealing and what financial challenges come with them. Why do people choose this career? The money is good, often very good. Entry-level roles can base between $80,000 and $120,000 a year. Mid-careers might reach $200,000, and at major tech companies, compensation can easily reach $300,000 and above. At the even higher end, some senior engineers, principal developers, and engineering managers can earn millions, although this is often through stock options, RSUs, and performance bonuses. Flexibility is also another perk. Remote work is common, dress codes are rare, and problem solving is core to the job. But there is a flip side. Job security can be volatile, and even high performers get laid off. Burnout is rampant in the industry, and equity compensation can distort your financial picture. So while tech roles can feel like a safe bet, until suddenly they aren't. Layoffs often follow acquisitions, changes in product strategy, or shifts in investor sentiment. One day, you're at a thriving unicorn startup with a great culture, and the next, you're on the job market again. Equity compensation also creates a false sense of wealth. Equity options might look amazing on paper, but they're often subject to vesting schedules, which can also lead your portfolio to being overly concentrated in your employer's stock. Another thing to consider is tax surprises if these additional levels of compensation aren't carefully planned for. Let's break down a typical tech worker's work life. Early careers, think 20s and early 30s. Salaries between 90 and 130,000, probably renting in a high-cost city, possibly with student loans. Equity compensation may be part of your compensation, but will grow over time. You have high savings potential, but lifestyle creep is a risk. Mid-career, think 30s and 40s. Salary may be reaching up to a quarter million. May own a home, have a family, and dealing with childcare costs. Equity is now probably a bigger piece of the pie, but it's also adding some tax complexity. This is your prime earning time, but burnout or career pivots are possible. Late career, 50s and 60s. It's less common for people to stay in high intensity roles at this age. Many shift to consulting, management, or exit early to do other things, which overlaps with the FIRE movement, which is retiring early. Let's walk through some examples. Example one, Kevin, the startup survivor. Kevin starts at a mid-sized tech company at 25, making $110,000 with some RSUs. Stays for 6 years, gets promoted twice, and leaves with a quarter million invested stock. He then hops through two more companies, increasing his base salary to $180,000 and scores another equity package. He saves aggressively, 20% of his income to 401k and brokerage accounts, and by age 40 has over $700,000 invested. He plans to hit 1.5 million by 50 and then downshift into freelance work. The lesson here is early discipline plus strategic job hopping creates major financial leverage. Example 2, Anna the over-concentrated engineer. Anna joins a hot startup with a $100,000 salary and a generous stock option grant. She strongly believes in the company and holds the stock as it grows. At 38, she's worth $1 million on paper, 800,000 of it from company stock. The company then misses an earnings report and the stock falls 70%. She watches as half of her wealth evaporates. The lesson here is concentrated equity can create and destroy wealth. Therefore, it's important to have a plan to manage it. Example 3, Matt the midlife pivot. Matt burns out at 35 after 10 years in tech. He steps away for 2 years to live off of savings and then re-enters in a lower paying but more flexible consulting role. His salary drops to $120,000, but his lifestyle and stress also drop. He still saves 15%, but now values life flexibility more than high intensity, high paying work. The lesson here is income isn't everything, and it's important to build a buffer that lets you pivot. Key levers for tech workers. Max out your 401k early, especially if you have an employer match. Diversify your equity comp, even if you love your company. Treat your RSUs and stock options like bonuses, not as your regular salary. Have an emergency fund that can handle a long job search, as layoffs are common in the industry. To recap, so how should a tech worker save? Well, it depends. It depends on your career longevity, your tolerance for volatility, and how you handle equity. High income doesn't equal financial security, especially if it's unstable or concentrated. You need a plan that smooths out the highs and allows you to prepare for the lows. If you can manage both, tech can be a fast track to financial freedom, and if not,